You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Two local representatives in Congress that represent the WGXC listening area joined others May 22nd to introduce bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the school-based health centers program. H.R. 5899 would bring back the program that provides health, dental screenings, and sometimes mental health services that expired in 2014. Representative John Faso, who represents Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Delaware, and parts of Dutchess and Rensselaer counties, and Paul Tonko, who represents Albany and parts of Rensselaer County, were among the sponsors of the bill. Quote, New York has the largest statewide network of HBHCs in the country, and they are increasingly important in rural upstate communities, end quote, said Faso. Quote, these health providers fill geographic service gaps and ensure that students are receiving necessary care, such as preventative checkups, dental services, and mental health services. I am glad we have a bipartisan coalition that recognizes the importance of HBHCs. This reauthorization is long overdue, end quote. Tonko agreed, saying, quote, school-based health centers are a critical source of health care for students, including those struggling with mental health challenges or substance abuse disorders. In the midst of our nation's opioid epidemic, these centers have become even more important, especially in communities where there's limited access to substance abuse and mental health care. I am proud to stand with my colleagues in a bipartisan basis to support this important measure that serves students and families across upstate New York, end quote. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute is revoking the honorary degree the school gave to comedian Bill Cosby in 2001. Cosby was convicted by a Pennsylvania jury last month of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman 14 years ago and has been accused by many other women of similar assaults. RPI's Board of Trustees voted May 18th to revoke the honorary degree. In recent weeks, Johns Hopkins, Notre Dame, Carnegie Mellon, Indiana, and the State University of New York have also revoked honors for Cosby. When Cosby received the RPI honor, he said in a speech, quote, you have to respect everyone, end quote. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that the Ulster County Democratic Committee endorsed retired state trooper Juan Figueroa over incumbent Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum May 21st in Kingston. Van Blarkum is a Democrat who has served four terms as sheriff, but he has taken conservative positions recently about gun ownership, sanctuary cities, the National Football League, and other issues. Figueroa has opinions that more closely align with Democrats. Quote, I want to talk about discrimination and how to treat people fairly, because all that people want is to be treated fairly, humanely, and with respect and integrity, he said. Quote, right now in our country, we have a tremendous opportunity to step forward to review what Democrats stand for, and that is opportunity, equal protection under the law, where a community and its protectors truly trust and respect each other. I humbly ask you for your trust, end quote. Van Blarkum left the convention vote earlier before being defeated in weighted votes, 8,485.5 to 1,516. Van Blarkum does have the Independence Party endorsement and could be endorsed by Republicans, and conservatives would follow suit with cross-endorsement of Van Blarkum. Ulster Democrats declined to endorse any one of the seven Democratic 19th Congressional District candidates, but did back Chad McAvoy in the 101st State Assembly District, Aidan O'Connor for the 102nd District, and Steve Gold for the 104th District. They also backed State Senate candidates James Skoufis for the 39th District seat, Jen Metzger for the 42nd District, Pat Strong for the 46th District, and Joyce St. George for the 51st District. You can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that while Hudson Valley towns from Newburgh to Hoosick Falls can't drink their water because of dangerous chemicals, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator has suppressed a study on the level of danger. A study on the health effects of perfluorooctane sulfonate, or PFOS, and perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, exposure has been kept from the public, and at least one Hudson Valley congressman is upset. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents the 18th Congressional District in the Southern Hudson Valley, said, quote, "I don't give a damn about the EPA administrator's public relations concerns here. I've got people back home wondering whether or not they need to be worried about the PFOs and their blood. It's not enough to mislead the taxpayers. Now they're willing to withhold critical health information for personal and political reasons. It's completely unacceptable," end quote. Maloney had pushed the Investing and Testing Act into law in December 2017, requiring the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to conduct a five-year, $7 million federal study into the health effects of PFOS, PFOA, exposure. You can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.